normal comments. Without any copies of it, I have it here. We're discussing Dobbertson and Scotland. The third page is on Lakashino 3 to Lufa. And after we finish this, we'll start doing the Malacha of Shabbos. We'll start with the Malacha of Boder. That's something that we'll be touching on a bit when we talk about Lakashino 3 to Lufa. And this is the final page, the third page, Mama Kamas. If you haven't yet taken it, it's Surya Lufa. It's a major sugya that you find in Shabbos, and it also you find it in areas b'cholat harukuba. It's the sugya of davar she'em yisrael. The classic case that you find that is in Shabbos, for example, and daf chafes and daf chafes. The question of gor adam mita kisei v'savsa. What happens if a person drags the dents in Shabbos in his yard from one corner to the other? And by doing so, there is a distinct possibility that he will make a charitz, will make a furrow in the ground, thereby causing a violation of Isra Choresh. His intention, certainly, by dragging this bench, is not to do Choresh, but nonetheless, there is a likelihood that this will occur. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, that you are Chayim, like that is Nisra Daraisa, and Rabbi Shimon says that that's Mutzer. Dover Shem Yiskav actually is Mutzer. An important consideration always to have in mind whenever you learn these areas is the question of whether this halakha, right, and many other halakhas that we'll be discussing in subsequent weeks, is a halakha b'cholat harukuba, or is it a halakha in Hilchos Shabbos. If you look throughout the Gemara, it seems to say clearly that this is a halakha b'cholat harukuba, that the issue of davar she'eino miskaven, true they argue about Shabbos, but it's not limited at all to Shabbos, it applies in other areas as well. The Gemara has, for example, in Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the following case. Let's say a Moel is doing a Bris Mila, and in the Makom Hamilo there is Tzaras. And the Torah says, Yishama B'neged Tzaras, there's Nitzah D'Araisa to cut off the Baharis. So the Gemara says in one place that that should be dependent on the issue of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. That if a Moel is doing the Bris Mila, his concern certainly is only to perform Bris Mila. And the fact that it may result in a tzitzus habaheres, that's something that he does not intend for. That's a davar she'eino miskaven. What's important from this is that you see that the issue of davar she'eino miskaven is not limited to Shabbos. That's talking about doing a bris mila during the week, cutting off a baharis, violating this sura of tzaras. Or, for example, you have the Mishnah in Perek Tes of Klein, the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about mokri tzus, mokrin kedarka. Let's say you have a person whose job it is to sell clothing. Is he allowed to put the clothing on, to model them, or to carry them, if they contain shotguns? So Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't, even though it's a davar she'eino miskaven, he is not intending to wear the clothing for hanas chimum, nonetheless, it is aser. And there also Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter when it comes to a case of nazir chokhei his hair, insulation, pulling hair out, which is a violation of the nazir chimum, sari alef mabeis, a person who is no dera korban yayin. So what does he do? If I do that wine, the Gemara says, Al Gabe Hamizbeach. What's the problem with that? If I pour in Al Gabe Hamizbeach, it will result in extinguishing the flame. And that's not this or Kibbeh and Shabbos, that's Nisr during the week of Eish Tamid to Kal Mizbeach or Sechbeh. So what do you do? Are you allowed to pour wine on a Mizbeach in a way that it will put out some of the fire of the Mizbeach? So certainly if you look throughout, it's unless Bechalat HaRukulah. Why might you think that it should be limited to Hilchos Shabbos? Well, he uses the Talmud of Malachas Malshevis. And this is what the Gemara is, the Targum writes on that Malachas, in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, special practice, argued, the Potter is because that this is Malachas Malshevis. However, it would appear, looking through the Gemara, that's not the case. Other areas, in various sigils, the Rav Gemara Makamos and the Rishonim, you will find many indications that even though Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue when it comes to Shabbos, and even though they have the exact same achlokas when it comes to other areas, like Nazir, like Saras, like Kibui HaMizbeach, the machlokas is very different. It's possible to hold one thing when it comes to other areas, but when it comes to Shabbos, then to argue since Malachas Malshevis, Asra Torah, therefore we will hold differently in Shabbos than we will in other areas. This is very important when you go through many klum that apply to the malachos of malacha she'eino tzarich legufa, or shelo kedarka, or davar hamiskayin. Are these halachos in general b'cholat harukuba or limited to Hilchos Shabbos? So this is the issue. So one very important Gemara that you have is something that Tosus discusses. That's a very long Tosus that you find in Yuma, and Daf Lamed Aleph Mudei is going to Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the following, that what happens, we know that a Kohen Gadol has to be told on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, of course, that the mikveh water would be very cold. Was there a possible way to heat up the water of the mikveh in order to make it more pleasant for the Kohen Gadol to be told on Yom Kippur? So this is what the Gemara discusses in Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph Mudei. So the Gemara says that this is what they used to do. They used to take a metal bar and a shashi sobarzel, and b'hayu mechanim in Erev Yom Kippurim, they would heat it up to a very, very hot temperature ready on Erev Yom Kippur, and they would put it in, and you'll take the shashi sobarzel, put it into the water. That should be an isser of mitzarei, which is associated with tikkun mana. We'll have to see whether this is nisser daraisa or nisser drabam. So the Gemara says, how can you do such a thing? Right? Maybe this is a davar sheni miskaven, but the Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the davar sheni miskaven is aser, so how are they allowed to go ahead and do this on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers this question in two girsos, in the Gemara Rashi's girsa and Tosus's girsa. The way we read the Gemara that says that hani mide, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a davar sheni miskaven is aser? That's the Chol HaTorah Kula. Avalacha siruf derabanan. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi is mutter under these conditions. That's Rashi Shita. Tosus, however, in this long Tosus that goes through many, many Gemaras, quotes the view of the Balia Tosus, the view of the Reed that says this is not true. This is not the proper gears of the Gemara. The Gemara should read the following, that Hari Mili Becholah Torah Kula. When is it that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Dover Shem is Kabin is Osir in her Torah? That's only when it comes to Shari Surim. However, Hafa Shabbos, that's Tosus's Gersa. Tosus says the following. Then when does Rabbi Yehuda say Dover Shem is Kavim is Chayim, it's also Midaraisa? That's only when it comes to Shabbos Surim. However, on Shabbos, the same Rabbi Yehuda that holds the Dover Shem is Kavim is Aser, on Shabbos it's only in Iser Drabonah. And here we're talking about the procedure that was done the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim's reasoning, and therefore, in Shavuos HaMikdash, there's no reason to have the Gzeirah Drabanan. That is Tosus Rishita. So Tosus writes a tremendous Kiddush. That even though the Chol HaTorah Kula is clear from the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that a Davar Sheni Miskaven is Asher Daraisa, that's only on Shari Surim. However, when it comes to Shabbos, since the Torah says, Lechas Machshavas Asher Torah, and a Davar Sheni Miskaven is not called a professional craft, so therefore, on Shabbos, the Davar Sheni Miskaven is only in Yisr Drabanan. This is a very big Kiddush that you have in the Balei Tosfos. That even though you go through the Gemaras, and the Gemara always lumps together Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Shabbos, and Rabbi Yehuda Shita B'chol HaTorah Kula, they're very different. One is Nisr D'Oraisa, and one is Mutar M'D'Oraisa. It's only Gzeirah D'Rabanan. That since Rabbi Yehuda holds B'chol HaTorah Kula, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Nisr D'Oraisa, so on Shabbos he says, even though it's Mutar M'HaTorah, it's a Gzeirah D'Rabanan. But Rabbi Shimon HaGolki, he causes a wound. So by doing so, he should be violating the Isser of Pen Yosef. And the Gemara says, look, that's a Davar Sheni Miskaven. His intention certainly is for Refuah, and even if he will cause a violation, HaKav, Pen Yosef, that of another. For after all, we know that there's Nisra, most human. If you say that it's Davar Sheni Miskaven, maybe that should be Mutter. So the Gemara says, no. It's preferable, this is a statement the Gemara has in Sanhedrin of Pedal Mabez, that if a child should not treat a parent for the fear of making a Chabura, making a Chabala. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? It's also for any individual to be Chabu B'Chavera, but yet we assume it's Mutter because it's Davar Sheni Miskaven. So therefore, if it's Mutter by others, why should not be Mutter to children and parents? So the Gemara says, no, there's a very important difference. Hani Shigigas Lav and Hani Shigigas Chenek. That's what the Gemara says. In the case of simply hachovo b'chaveru, it's only allowed. In a case of maka avivimo, most yumos, it's a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv chenek. And therefore, there is a difference. The question is, what exactly is the difference between them? Right? One is allowed, and one is misa. What exactly does the Gemara mean in that answer? So Chiddush Haran quotes the Balei Tosfos as saying a tremendous Kiddush. Right? The Ram writes the following, that we know when it comes to areas of Yisurim, that there's a difference between Kalos and Chamuras. Some Yisurim are more lenient than others. The Rambam writes this at length to the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva. Right? The Rambam writes, if a person does the mitzvah, say, Right, he violates an Esrei. A person even violates a Lotz Esrei. That's considered to be Kalos, the Rambam writes. And the person can attain Shuva through the Sira Mishaleach. If a person, for example, however, violates Chavi Nisus or Chavi Krisus, the Rambam writes that's called Minha Chamuros, and the Sira Mishaleach alone will not be Machate. And it's in the Raisa. In terms of the Kaparas Hagavra, there's certainly a difference between an Aver that's considered to be Kal and an Aver, which is Kamo. That's clear. So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. When does Rabbi Shimon hold that a Dabar Shenem is Kaveh is Mutter? Only by Averos Kalos. For example, knocking off Tzaras, it's just allowed. For example, when it comes to an Isser of Chol B'Chavera, it's just allowed. When it comes to a Nazir cutting his hair, it's only allowed. That's when Rabbi Shimon says that a Dabar Shenem is Kaveh is Mutter. However, when you're dealing with an Isser that is Kamor, such as Maka Avin V'Ima Mosyama, that you're Chayat Nisuf for, there Rabbi Shimon will agree that it's Dover Shem is Kavin, and this is the right word. That's what the Ram says, the name of the Balei Tosfos. That Rabbi Shimon's sheep is that Dover Shem is Kavin, his mutter, who we pass the mic, is only by Yisrael Lavin, that's not by Yisrael Musa. The Ram says, how can that be? But we know that the Machlokas exists when it comes to Shabbos, right? The Gemara Daf Chafes, the Gemara Daf Chafes, of Dora, the Mitzvah Kisei V'Safsal. That's the source of the Machlokas. So how can you say that Machlokas is only by Kalos, not Chamuros, when the Sefer they argue when it comes to Shabbos, where you're Chayv Skil, that's the most Chamur. So that, the Ram says, Melechetz Machsheves Asur Torah. Shabbos, again, is an exception to the rule. But generally speaking, Rav Shimon Shita is that the Dover Shem Yiskaveh is only Mutter when it comes to Olav. But not when it comes to something that you're Chayiv Nisa for. I am Shabbos, you're Chayiv Nisa, and Rabbi Shimon says that it is Mutter. That's because Melechus Machsheves Esther Torah. Again, the Ram writes that don't be confused. The Machlokas B'chol HaTorah Kula of Rabbi Shimon is not the same Machlokas as on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Ptur is because of Melechus Machsheves Esther Torah, but not B'chol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, when it comes to Maka Avi Limon, that you're Chayiv Nisa for, Dover Shem Yiskavi is Nisa Daraisa. But on Shabbos, it's Mutter V'chatimah, because Melechus Machsheves Esther Torah. That's what the Ram writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Da'al Halei.
Why is it framed in terms of Dover Shem Yiskavi? I'm not focusing on the Gemara.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin.
The Gemara in Shabbos.
If the case is one of Ehem Yiskavi, you intend to move the chair from one place to another, you do not intend to be Choresh. The Gemara says the reality, the case is one of Ehem Yiskavi. But nonetheless, it is not the same issue as other areas of Ehem Yiskavi. Different degrees of Yisroel require different levels of Da'at. The case is certainly one of Ehem Yiskavi. You intend for extra Kurit. You intend to be Choresh. Certainly be your Chayv in such a case. That would be a real act of Choresh Yisroel. Then there is a further Machlokas that you have. And this is the Sugi in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the Yisroel of Kotzen. Like the person goes ahead and he cuts branches. So certainly that's one of the Lamates Malachos, and you're higher for that on Shabbos. However, the Gemara raises the question of what is the shear of Kotzer. So the Gemara writes the following Kiddush, that the Malach of Kotzer will have many different shiurim depending on what you are going to be doing with that which you cut. If you're going to be eating it, right, you're cutting wheat, for example, you're going to be using it to eat, you're picking up an apple, then the shear is Kigrover. If you're using it to feed an animal, then the shear is Kamale Pihazdi. If you're using it for firewood, then the shear is enough wood that you could cook a Beit HaKala. If the reason that you are cutting is Liyakos Sisakarka, you're cutting in order to prune your tree, so therefore the shear is a Koshu, any amount you're chayim. Because any amount of cutting will improve and promote the growth of the tree. That's what the Gemara says. So the shear is determined by what your intention is. So the Gemara raises the following question. Let's say I go ahead and I need firewood. I'm going out to my backyard and cutting down part of my tree. So what branches am I going to cut? I'm going to truncate the tree. I'm going to cut it straight across. I'm going to cut off the branches that are withering, that are dead. So even if I want to eat the stuff, or I want to use it for firewood, or I want to build with it, or I want to use it for my animal, but the moment that I cut, that itself should be the opposite of carpeting hill. So automatically the shear rate should be a kol shehu. So why do you even have to come on to stage two of what is your intention in going ahead and cutting? The fact that you cut it in a certain way itself should make you chayim a kol shehu. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a darshan miskavim. Right? The fact is, I need the world for this particular purpose. The fact that by cutting it, the growth of the plant will be improved, that's incidental. Darshan is gotten. The Gemara here says, how can you say that? That when is there a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon regarding Darshan is gotten, that's if the other result may or may not occur. But here the Gemara spells out clearly that you're dealing with a secretion, right, where by the very fact that you do this particular act, it will definitely result in that other effect, that even if Shimon holds itself there. So the Gemara says that Mo Rav Shimon Tzigresha Goyamus. The Rambam writes, you cut off a chicken's head. You cannot claim that I only intended to cut off the head. I didn't intend to kill the chicken. Tzigresha Goyamus. Killing the chicken means cutting off its neck. And therefore you're hired. See, here also the Gemara says that if you go ahead and you'll cut the branches in a certain way, so that alone is considered to be a Tzigresha of promoting the growth of the plant. And therefore the Shir is Lo Tzricha Dika'ovdin Ba'ara Dechavein. We're talking about a case where it wasn't your backyard, but it was someone else's backyard. You went over to the woods, right, and you decided to cut a tree. So what is the Gemara answer? The tree of the covered bar, the chavrei? The Gemara says that this is a secretion, the law on Yicholet. It's true that by cutting the tree, you are promoting plant growth. But that doesn't concern you. Right, Monicholet Rashi writes here, it's important Rashi, now, Kofgim Lomanalim. It comes up very often in the halakha that lo mitzvah means, Rashi writes, lo if pasle. It doesn't mean that you, right, do not want it to occur. It means that you do not care whether it will occur or not. If I'm going ahead and pruning my tree, I'm concerned whether it will grow properly or not. If I go ahead and cut a tree just in a forest someplace, so therefore I am not concerned with the tree's growth, and therefore this is called a tzigresha de lo mitzvah. But the Gedeger points out here in Rashi, that there seems to be a steer in Rashi. The Rashi here defines the Tzigreshes L'Nechole as Lo Ichpasle. As long as you don't want it to occur, that is called Lo Nechole. And Rashi also, Rabbi Gedeger writes, and Rashi him and Aleph seems to say another possibility. Lo Nechole means it is something you specifically do not want to occur. The Rashi here writes, Lo Ichpasle, that's sufficient. That's what the Gemara comments. That again, there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds up, Dabar Shem is Kavin is Chayin, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. The Gemara comments here that Mod Rabbi Shimon did Sigresha. If it was inevitable that X would result in Y, then either Rabbi Shimon agrees you cannot call Y a Dabar Shem is Kavin, unless it's Lomichol. If you didn't care whether that would occur or not, so Sigresha of Lomichol is not Chayin. So here Tosfos quotes a major machlokas Rishonim. Right? What is the halacha? In a secretion, lo nechole. What is the halacha? So Tosfos quotes the view of the Aruch. The secretion, lo nechole, is mutter l'chatila. That's the sheet of the Aruch. Secretion, lo nechole, is mutter l'chatila. What is the lamdus of the Aruch? The Poshuk Shat, we'll have to discuss this in a little while, but the Aruch assumes the following. Dover Shenim Iskavin is mutter l'chatila. If it's a tzigresha, then we treat it as a davar ha-mitkavein. If it's lo nechole, you don't want it to occur, so it retains the original status of a davar she'eino mitkavein, and therefore it is mutar l'chatzila. That's the Aruch Shita. The davar she'eino mitkavein is mutar l'chatzila, as long as it's tzigresha, it's lo nechole. Okay?
All those other cases were like Harisha,
so right, all those cases it was not a psigresha. Right, it may or may not occur. If it's a psigresha, Rabbi Shimon will say you are a chayit, unless it's a psigresha von Echolei. In which case, Aruch says that mamish is mutu b'chatzila. Tosus disagrees. And Tosus says it can't be. How can you call a psigresha, Tosus writes, the Dover Shem is Kavim? If X, and there are maskal ba'aruch, Tosus writes the following to there's another poor in Shabbos. Right, and that is a malacha shen otzrifu v'dufa. What's the definition of malacha shen otzrifu v'dufa? So Tosfos writes the following. The Tosfos is found in Shabbos and Daf Sarayei Malach. Where Tosfos writes that a malacha shen otzrifu v'dufa is when you do a malacha for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan. For example, when they used to carry the Mishkan, they used to transport things to a particular place. If you will carry something out of your house just because you don't want it to remain in the house, so cross the maze. So in such a case, right, so then you will be potter. That's the malacha shen otzrif l'gufa. You're doing the malacha, and you have in mind to do the malacha, but your motivation differs from that in that was done in the Mishkan. That's what Tosfos writes. Tosfos writes a very big Kiddush. That you know why you're not chayiv min haTorah for a Dover Shein Miskaven to the grace of Laifalei? Not because it's a Ptur of Dover Shein Miskaven. If it's a Psigresha, by definition, it's a Dover Han Miskaven. Why then are you butter? Because it has a status. Let's say in this particular case, it will better promote the growth of the plant. So Tosfos argues, yeah, but why did you cut the branch? Did you cut it for the purpose of Zareya? No, you cut it for the purpose of simply having firewood. So that's an example of a melacha, shenel tzricha legufa. That's Tosfos Shita. So the Aruch writes that a dover shenem iskavim segreshet l'nefele remains a dover shenem iskavim, and Tosfos assumes that no, segreshet l'nefele is potter because it is a melacha, shenel tzricha legufa. This is a very essential matzah. There are two basic nafkaminas between the view of Aruch and Tosfos. Nafkamina number one is, does it mean that it's mutter, or does it mean that it's potter? Like, if you assume like the Aruch, that if Sigresha Glonekele is a Dover Shenem Iskaven, we pass from like Rabbi Shimon, that a Dover Shenem Iskaven is mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter b'chatima. However, if you assume like Tosfos, if something is a Sigresha, it can no longer be a Dover Shenem Iskaven. The Ptur is because of Lacha Shenem Tzrik L'gufa, there, even Rabbi Shimon, who says that it is not an Issur D'oraisa, agrees that it's also Drabanan. It's Potter Halasim. So therefore, in this particular case, it would not be Mutter L'chatima. What is the Gemara saying? Lo Tzrich is a Ka'ali Bar B'chavrei. We want to know, why does the Gemara tell you all the Shiur Mekotzer? The moment you cut, already you violated Kotzer. So Tosa says, no, the moment you cut, that's only a Malacha Shel Tzrich L'gufa. That's only Issur D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara is giving you Shiurim in order to determine the Issur D'oraisa. That's one clear difference. Is it Psigresha Dolnekli Mutal Chatima, or is it an Isser Durabana? But then you have another very important difference. We just discussed that Dabar Shenem Iskavim is not limited to areas of Shabbos, but Dabar Shenem Iskavim we know applies in Shari Surim as well. What about Malacha Shenel Tzrich L'Gufa? So it's clear, we'll see later, that a Malacha Shenel Tzrich L'Gufa is only a Ptur Malacha Shabbos. That's because Malachas Machshava Sotzer. Let's take Tosfos' definition. Whenever you violate Yisra Malach on Shabbos, you have to do it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. So obviously, that's only in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Shari Surin. So let's say a person will do a Sigresha Dolnekele in areas other than Shabbos. So according to the Aruch that Sigresha Dolnekele is Dover Shenem Iskaven, it would be Mutter even in Shari Surin. It's Mutter in Shabbos, and it's Mutter in Shari Surin. According to Tosfos, the Dover Shenem Iskaven is a Psigresha Dolnekele, is a Malach Hashenel Tzrich L'Gufa, so therefore it is Potter on Shabbos, and it's an Issur D'oraisa on Shari Surin. Because the whole nature of the Ptur on Shabbos is only because of Malach Hashenel Tzrich L'Gufa, that's the Ptur of Malachas Machshavas. But in other areas, it will be Issur D'oraisa. So Tosfos raises the following question, Tosfos in the Kuf Yud Mei Beis. Let's say it comes up somewhat often the halacha. A person, whenever has to have a medical procedure that will result in sterility, it will cause the person to become sterile. The Gemara says to cause sterility is Issur D'oraisa. This is the Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Let's say the doctor suggests a certain medication or a certain procedure that can cause sterility. What happens in such a case? Obviously, if it's Sakanas Nafashos, so obviously go ahead and do it. What if it's not Sakanas Nafashos? Well, certainly it's an example of a Dover Shenem Iskaven. The intention of the person in undergoing this procedure is for the purpose of refuah. He certainly is not intending for serious. You'll argue, yes, but it's a Psigresha. This is a known side effect of the medication, of the procedure. That's true, but it's a Psigresha. So Lo Nechale, he certainly doesn't want that. Given the balance, right, this is the lesser of two evils. But he certainly doesn't want Sirus to resolve. It's a Psigresha, Lo Nechale. So what would the halacha be in such a case? So Tosfos points out that if you assume like the Aruch, it's Mutl Chachila. The Psigresha, Lo Nechale, is Mutl Chachila because it's a Dover Shenem Iskaven. I, it's a Psigresha, Lo Nechale. However, Tosfos comments, if you hold that a Psigresha Dvonekele is Potter on Shabbos because of Malach Hashenel Tzrich L'Gufa, so then this would be an Issur D'oraisa. Because the only reason it's Patur on Shabbos is because of Dumi the Mishkan, that Melech and Shabbos are patterned after Tzricha L'Gufa. But when it comes to Shari Surin, this would be an Isidur Aisim. That's what Tosus writes, and the Kuf Yudim of Days, that in Shari Surin, at Dover Shem Miskavim, Segresha B'Nechale, is an Isidur Aisim. This is a third difference that you have. That a Dover Shem Miskavim, Segresha B'Nechale, on Shabbos is certainly not an Isidur Aisim. Right? It's either Mutter according to Baruch, or it's Tosus according to Tosus. In Shari Surin, here Tosus says it is definitely an Isidur Aisim. And the Aruch, the Chorah would hold that it's Mutter L'Chasimah. Because Tosus is the Farish. Tosus writes clearly in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph and in Tzuvos and Avav that this Shita of the Aruch, that of Segresha B'Nechale is Mutter L'Chatchila, is not at all limited to Shabbos. Tosus says, V'Iker Ayasa, what was the main Raya that the Aruch brings to his Shita? Tosus writes in Tzuvos and Avav, V'Iker Ayasa, Hadar Arminim Bezvachim, Mizal Fin Yam Adabi HaMizbeach. What's the main Raya of the Aruch? That case of Hibui. A person decides he's going to bring a carbon yayin. The Gemara writes son of Nafos. But a person can bring a carbon behema. A person can also be known there, a carbon yayin. And just like the behema is nikro of Agabi HaMizbeach, the yayin is supposed to go Agabi HaMizbeach as well. The Gemara says, how do you go ahead and pour the yayin Agabi HaMizbeach? The Gemara says in Zvachim and Abtsanialach Medei is that this is a raya too, Rabbi Shimon, that the Dover Shem Miskavim is mutter. So Rashi raises the problem. Like the Gemara just said, we just got from reading, and that Kuf Gimel and Shabbos, that when does Rabbi Shimon hold that a Dover Shem Miskavim is mutter? That's only if it's not a psigresha. But if it's a psigresha, then even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's Nisadar Aisa. So in the case of Mizalf and Yerel Gabi HaMizbeach, you take your wine and you pour it on the Mizbeach, so isn't that a psigresha? That's Rashi's kasha. How can the Gemara say that this is their support of Rabbi Shimon Shita? How can you say that? Right, this is an example of a psikration. So Tosa says that's the ikarayaso, that's the raya of Goro. Good, it's a psikration, but certainly it's a psikration. Does he intend at all to go ahead and put out the Mizbeach? That's Nisadaraisa, Losichba. Certainly he doesn't want to put out the Mizbeach. So that's what Dorot says. You see from here that a psikration Dulanekhle is Mutla Chachila. So Tosus writes, what do you see from that? That Psigresha B'Melechle being Mutzala Chachimah according to the Aruch is not only in areas of Shabbos, but it's Pachot or Kula. That case has nothing at all to do with Shabbos. In Yisrael, no Sikha. This is, again, right, we're going to have to come up with other answers. The long Tosus and Tzuvos and Enuma is going to have to give other possibilities, right, to explain that Gemara.
Why then is Chavon according to Shimon by Shabbos? From which way do we know that?
Right, Rabbi Shimon assumes it's halacha b'chalat or kula.
No, but isn't it from halacha b'chalat?
That's the question. Rashi pshat is that maybe that's no different from everything else. The Ran is the one who said that it is. The Ran says Rabbi Shimon is molded by chamuros, and on Shabbos he assumes not as halacha b'chalat.
It's not a big part of Rashi pshat. We learn from halacha b'chalat and one from that love shetzu kuldu, but both learn from halacha
b'chalat. Right, that's true. They're both learned from halacha b'chalat, but there's a very big difference in terms of what they are. Dabar Shem Miskav means you don't intend for it to occur at all. Malach Hashem Tzirikul Gufa means you mamish intended for it to occur. If you ask the person, what is he doing? He'll tell you, I'm putting out the candle. But if you ask him, why are you putting out the candle? He'll tell you, I'm not putting it out like they put it out in the Mishkan because they needed the pechem. I'm putting it out because I want to conserve energy. I want to save oil.
Well, so if you look at Malach Hashem, both Malach Hashem Tzirikul Gufa and Dabar Shem Miskav, they may have said there should be potter, that should be mutter. I mean, it's the same grosher.
Right, that's true. In other words, it's a difference in Zeres Rabbana. That since B'cholot HaRakula, Dabar Shem Miskavim is Mutter L'Chatima, so therefore they did not create this for Rabbanan on Shabbos, because the status quo is that it's Mutter. So if it's Mutter Midaraisa on Shabbos, and it's Mutter B'cholot HaRakula, there was no need to make it Zeres Rabbanan. That's what Tosus assumes when it comes to Dabar Shem Miskavim. Unlike when it comes to Malach Hashem Tzirikul Gufa, which is just a Tzor on Shabbos, so then they created Zeres Rabbanan. That's what Tosus writes. So this is, right, the view of the Aruch. We have to see what to do with that Gemara in Zvachim, according to Tosus, right? What right? They have to go ahead and be Mazal Lithiano, Gabi HaMizdeah. So Tosus is going to give one answer, and Rashi is going to write a tremendous Kiddush as well. That this is the view of the Aruch. Who disagrees with this? The Rush. If you look in the Rush, on this Tosus, right, found in Perek Yedal and Simon Tess of the Rush, on this question of Sirus,
I told you, says according to the Aura, it's Mutala Khatila. It's the secretion on Echolet. According to me, it should be Nifta Daraisa. Because the only reason it's Papa on Shabbos is Lakashan Tarik Lagufa. So the Rush says, what about this issue? Is it Mutter than Asa? So the Rush writes, unbelievable Kiddush. He says, even if you assume like the Aura, that if secretion on Echolet is Mutter, that's only on Shabbos. Because Lakas Machshavas Lasser Torah. But the Chol HaTorah Kula, the Segreish of Nechlein is also. That's what the Rosh comments. It also says, the Ikar Ayasa, the main Rai of Aruch, is from that Gemara in Zalkin. The Rosh says, not true. When the Aruch said, that if Segreish of Nechlein is Mutu Rachat Kila, that was only because it's not Mechas Nachshavit. Whenever they did a Malach in the Mishkan, they wanted the result. If you, Lo Nechlein, you don't care about the result, or you don't want the result to occur, so then it is Mutter, but only in Shabbos. But in Shari Surim, even the Aruch will admit, that's what the Rosh says, that segregation of Onekale is also. Right, this is an important machlokas. Again, Tosfos, right, and the Rosh. If you have a Dover Shinim Yiskamnes, segregation of Onekale, according to the Aruch, it's Mutala Khatila. Tosfos says that's true, Bacholat Arakula. The Rosh says that only true in Shabbos because Malachas Machsheret Vesetra. That's the fourth difference between Dover Shinim Yiskamnes and Shabbos, and Dover Shinim Yiskamnes. Right? That the Rosh writes on Shabbos a segregation of Nechalei is Mutter, but in Shari Surim it's Asur. Then Tosus here quotes the fifth difference that you have, and that's to give the Shultos. How do we pass them? We generally pass like Rosh Shimon. The Rosh Shimon is Kavim Mutter, it's Pafesh, the Gemara says in Beitzen. Like Nafkov Gimel. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, that a Rosh Shimon is Kavim is Mutter. The Tosfos quotes the Shultos is found in Parshas and more in Shultos Kupay, where the Shultos writes that it's true the Gemara says the Farish, that a Dover Shem is Kavan is Mutter, but that's only in Shabbos. Because Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah. However, when it comes to Shari Surim, there we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. The Shultos admits that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asur everywhere. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter, holds it's Mutter everywhere. But what is the Psach Halacha? So the Shultos writes that the Gemaras that point out that we pass by Rabbi Shimon are all talking about Shabbos. The other Gemaras that mention Rabbi Shimon never indicate we pass the mic. The Shulchan says that's because in Shari Surim we pass the mic the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So, that's another difference that you have. Right? Indicating that even though the Machlokes is in many, many areas in Shabbos, that there's a basic difference between Shabbos and Shari Surim because of Nachas Machshavas Asur Torah. Okay? So we have a Gemara that seems to support, right, the view of Aruch. That's what Tosfos writes. How can anybody disagree? The Gemara says, "Nezalfin yain al gabi hamizbeach." You're allowed to go ahead and take the wine, pour it on the mizbeach, and you don't have to worry about the issur of both of them. Why? Tosfos claims Aruch would hold the secretion below nechale, and that Tosfos is right that secretion nechale is mutter even when it comes to shari sur. What does Tosfos do with that Gemara? The Tosfos says that segregation of Nechalei is a lot of Shino Tzirik Lugufa, it's only a Torah and Shabbos, not Pachol HaTorah Kula. What does he do with that Gemara? The Tosfos says the Gemara is talking about an Ukim, it's a particular case of Tifin Tifin. What does that mean? You're not allowed to go ahead and take the bottle and pour it all on the Mizbeach. You're only allowed to go ahead and pour it a drop at a time. Why? Because that's not a segregation. That will not necessarily result in kibbling. It could be that the moment the drop is coming, so at that point it will become vaporized by the heat, and therefore it will not result in kibbling whatsoever. Right, since you do it the teep in dakos, that's what Tosfos writes, not a segregation. But if you would do it in such a way, Tosfos says, it would clearly result in kibbling, it would be awesome. That would be a segregation. And even if it's a segregation of an echo, Tosfos says in Shari Surin, it's nisudaraisa. It's very interesting as if you look at the Rashi. Rashi in Zvachim and Afsari Alf Mabez writes something very similar to Tosfos, but with a very, very crucial difference. Rashi also says the answer is Tipin Dakos. But Rashi does not say like Tosfos that you pour it to Tipin Dakos. Rashi writes the Chiddush that you could have poured it to Tipin Dakos. Since you could have poured it a drop at a time, therefore, you cannot call pouring the wine on the mizbeach a segregation. That's Rashi's finish. This is very important halacha. Rashi writes that segregation means that X will always result in Y. Anytime you cut off a chicken's head, chicken's going to die. Right here, is it true that in any manner that you pour the wine on Gabi Hamid's back, it will result in Kibui? No. Since Navatosa says, Hachu mayaskinan v'tipin dakos. Rashi says, hold the Iboi, since you could have poured it v'tipin dakos, therefore you cannot call pouring wine a segregation. That's Rashi's finish. Is there anywhere else that you have this finish? So there are a few other indications from the Rishonim that this is true as well. There is another Gemara that seems to support the Arba. This is the Gemara that told us also quotes, that told us in Shabbos, Nakhov Gimel. Right? Quotes the following case. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses the following problem. Let's say a person has a Hadas. Right? The Gemara in Sukkah is Nakhov Gimel Nabei. Right? And the Hadas has more berries than leaves. So, Mishnah tells us that such a Hadas, if a Navim, a Ruvim, a Ovim, it is possible. What do you do? Simply pick the berries off. And now you'll have more leaves than berries, and everything will be fine. It's not psumin that such a plant that has more berries than leaves is not called a hadas. No, it is a hadas, except it's a psul hadar, and therefore if you'll remove the berries, it's kosher. However, the Mishnah says that ein matin b'yantin. You're not allowed to go ahead, however, and pick off the berries on yantin. Why? What's the problem with picking off the berries on yantin? We're not talking about the tree that's connected to the ground. We're talking about a hadas that you have sitting in front of you. What's the issue of going in and picking off the berries? The Gemara says it's an issue of makum apafish, of tikkun mana. But right now the hadas is pasul. By removing the berries, the hadas will become kosher. That afidin is called a tikkun mana. The real case of tikkun mana means physically, when you perfect the kli, a physical tikkun mana. What happens if you rectify, right, an object afidin? Let's say your mouth is shumas and maizos. So before it wasn't Rei Lachima, and now Al Kedin you do a Tikkun Mana. So the Mishnah says that that's considered to be us, or the Mishnah and Beis, and Dachlam Vav and the Beis. But we generally assume that this is only Nisr and Rabbanan. There is a Mordechai, the Sukkah that writes it's Nisr and Raisa. We assume that this is only a Din Rabbanan. This is a Rabbanan example of Tikkun Mana. Nidar Raisa Tikkun Mana means physically you perfect the Kli. If your improvement is a halakhic one, so then we generally assume that it's only an Isser Drabban of Tikkun Mana. So the Gemara says, if you have a Pesul Hadas on Sukkot, and you will go ahead and pick off the berries, on Yom Tov, you violate an Isser Drabban of Tikkun Mana. So the Gemara says, what if Liktan La'achila? Let's say someone's hungry, and they would like to eat these berries. So you go ahead and you pluck off the berry in order to give it to your children to eat. And one of the byproducts, right, is that the Hadas now becomes kosher. So that should be an example of a davar sheni miskaven. So the Gemara says maybe it should be mutter. So the Gemara says no, it's a segregation. You know that by picking off the berries, the hadas becomes kosher, and therefore likra nachila should be aser. But the Gemara says right, and that's a segregation which is nechile. But the Gemara says, but we know that likra nachila is mutter. So the Gemara answers lo tzricha de islay hoshanach ritu. When is Likta Na'achila Mutter? If you have another kosher lulav, you have good hadasim. So you don't need those hadasim. So therefore it's Mutter. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel. As long as you have another lulav and esrom, right? You don't need these hadasim. You're allowed to go ahead and Likta Na'achila. Why? So again, Nora writes, Sik Resha, Dolorechalei. Right, Lalechle doesn't mean you don't want it. Lalechle means you don't need it. Lalechpasplay. You already have your kosher lulav and esrom. You're not going to use it. You're allowed to go ahead and pick off the berries in order to eat. One of the results of what you're doing is the hadas now becomes kosher. So that's what the Aruch says. You see from it, segregation lalechle is mutter. If you disagree with the Aruch, as Rashi does there, so how do you understand the Gemara? So Rashi comes up with a chiddush, and this we'll have to analyze when we go through a particular malacha. Rashi writes that this is a chiddush in the malacha of Makkev HaPatish. That there are certain malachos which, whether your intention is to perform it or not, is an issue of Davar HaMiskavin and Davar She'en HaMiskavin. Rashi writes, when it comes to Makkev HaPatish, there your intention is an inherent part of the malacha itself. Your kavod is koveya, right? The chalosh malacha. For example, let's say I have a big piece of leather. Is that piece of leather makabal tuma? Does that have a shem kli? So Mishnayos and Taurus tell us, but then what do you plan to do with this piece of leather? If you plan to use it, for example, as a desk cloth, then it has a haloshen kli, and it's makabel tuna. If, however, you plan to cut it up and make it into a belt or make it into shoes, then the gemar malacha did not yet occur, and therefore it's not rei makabel tuna. It doesn't have a haloshen kli. What do you see from this? That whether a din daraisa, an object has a haloshen kli or not, right, is dependent on your das and your kavana. So Rashi writes, that's what the gemara is telling you. If you don't have in mind for the malacha of Machi the Patish, it's not simply a Ptura of Dover Shem Yiskaven. It's not called Machi the Patish. Because certain malachos, by definition, your kavana will determine whether the malacha itself was performed. When it comes to certain malachos, the fact is, he planned it. You can ask yourself, why did he plan? That's an issue of Davraham, Niskavim, Machashim, Svikladim, and so on. When it comes to Matu Tatish, Rashi writes, if you don't have in mind that there is a Shikun Mana, that there is a Gemar Kli, it's not called Matu Tatish. That's Rashi's finish. We'll have to go through regarding what malachos is this true. There are several malachos that, if you put together statements from the Rishonim in different places in Shas, you find that they all write the same finish about different malachos. Certain malachos, that kavana plays the more intrinsic role. And for example, even Rabbi Huda that says the malacha shenu tzrichu lukas chayin, he'll agree when it comes to matu atatish that if you don't have in mind and you don't need it, then for example you will not be chayin. That's what Rashi says. There is a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this gemara in Hilchos Lubavitch in Berakhes Halachanei. The Rambam writes, what if you have a hadas that has more berries than leaves? What happens in such a case? Well, there is, the Rambam writes that mikta ma'achila, that's okay. Mikta ma'achila kasha. That's what the Rambam writes. You're not allowed to pick it off for tikkun mana, but if you pick off the berries to eat it, that's fine. The Magid Mishnah has pondered that the Rambam left out at the punchline of the Gemara. The Gemara says, ayat subsigresha. The Gemara says, lo tzrich de islay hoshara chrita. The Gemara says it's only mutter to do if you have another lulav esrog. That's why it should all. The Rambam left out, right, the qualifying phrase of the Gemara, that this is only true under those conditions. That's a problem. Ram says, likta ma'achila is mutter. How can that be? So Sameach writes in that Rambam, that perhaps the Rambam holds like Rashi. What did Rashi write about the Zalfiyan al-Gabi HaMizbeah? In order to say something is a secretion, that means that X always must result in Y. Right? Zalfiyan al-Gabi HaMizbeah equals Kibui. If there's a possibility of doing it B'tikin Dakos, then even Rashi says if you'll do it B'tikin Dakos, you can't call that a secretion, because there are times that you can do one without the other. So Sameach, right? But if that's... So he writes, right, if it's a davar hamiskaven, it's certainly also. As long as it's a davar she'eino miskaven, the question is, can you call it segregation? So Sameach writes that we don't need a case that he mamish has another lulav esrog. When the Gemara answers, it means to say the following, that if he would have another lulav esrog, you agree that this would not be makabel patish. So therefore, you cannot call it a segregation. Secretion means invariably that X always results in Y. If you're going to tell me that this act of Likta Machila sometimes is a secretia, sometimes is Tikkun Mana, sometimes it's not, so by definition you're telling me that it's not called a secretia. Secretia means you cut off the head of the chicken and the chicken dies. Here, is picking off a berry called Tikkun Mana? You're going to tell me it depends on whether he has a lulav esrog. So the Rambam writes, even if he doesn't have another lulav esrog, you cannot call it of segregation. That's why the Rambam left out the punch on the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean to say you have to have a lulav esrog. The Gemara is bringing a raya that if you would have had a lulav esrog, you would not call this makabel patish, so therefore you can no longer call it a segregation. Another case that you have this in the Rishon.
Why does Rashi then have to learn that? There's a special hand in
Right, Rashi disagrees with this. Apparently that Rashi is against it. Exactly. Good question, how that will fit in with the Rashi right in Zofin.
And also that Rashi, then you should learn that spoke about Shana Krita because it is a problem with the Raka of Tikkun Mana.
Correct.
then you shouldn't have to necessarily need Shana Krita. So if you know a Shana Krita, it's not Shri Kumara. Shri Kumara is only the...
Right, but the assumption is that if he doesn't have a Shana Krita, then one of his factors, one of his motivations is picking it off in order to have a Lulav and Esther in the world. If he has a Shana Krita, that certainly is not his Kavan, and therefore you can't call it an act of Nasa Bhakti.
That only works over there. It doesn't work with this. If someone makes a cleave, he makes a cleave.
Right.
Can't say he makes a cleave. It wasn't myself to make a cleave, but he added something else and he made it sound a cleave.
Right, that would be a question. Can you... Right, that's a question. What would happen when it comes to a real physical tikkun mana? So there's a Rambam that's worth taking a look at. Very today's halakha days of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. What happens if a person makes a real tikkun mana? Also then would you argue that Kavana is important? But Mishnah would go as far as to say maybe even when it comes to a physical tikkun. Right, but you could argue that perhaps it's only where, again, that Midaraisa you're not doing tikkun mana, it's just Midrabana. But we know Das is very important in Midaraisa when it comes to Kabbalah Tumah, for example. There your Das will be Kovea Hisidaraisa. So perhaps you can say the same thing here as well.
Right, the Mishnah not
Right, that's right. That's certain. When it comes to areas of Tumim Tara, so that's certainly true. The question is, what about when it comes to Malacha Shabbos, right? Right, if a person is doing it for the purpose of Likta Lachimah.
No, not Lachimah, but he's doing it for some reason.
But he's got a
benefit from it because it's not.
But the question is, what would his motivation be in doing so? Okay, if his motivation is he's doing it in order to have his kosher hadas tomorrow, right, that would be a serious problem. That would be a problem of tikkun mana and possibly an additional problem of tachana. Right, of doing something on Shabbos for the purpose of kol. If he's doing it for aesthetic reasons, lichtan lafila, right there, if there's no mitzvah, it's a little necessary. During the week, if it's not sukkah, of course lichtan lafila is mutter. Right, the whole issue is only raised that assuming that he's doing it for that purpose of tikkun mana as well. The Gemara then has another line, right, the mission that you find in Shabbos and Daf Kuvav in the main. And this is the following. The Gemara has a case in the very bottom of Daf Kuvav in the main of Noah Aspeso Lashomro, Vinimsa Tzvi Shomro Besalcha. The Gemara says the person closes the door to his house and he turns around and he sees that a deer is in his house. That is not a problem of Seder. The question is why not? What happens? An animal runs into your house and you purposely close the door in order to pen the animal in, that's a problem of Seder. What happens if no less subjected as based on the Shamra? You close your door because you always close it when you walk in the house and you always lock the door. And all of a sudden what happens? You find out that by closing the door you have confined an animal violating this or of Seder. Right. So the Mishnah says no problem. Why exactly is that mutter? So the Rashba writes, this is all quoted in the Shulchan HaGiborim that wrote the Ramakamos. It's a very important comment that he has. Right? Dabrashim is coming. Person goes in and closes the door. Why? He always closes the door. Right? The fact that in this case he closed the door by doing so, right, if he was in the house, there is a view of the Ramban that says it's only true if you didn't know, Nimsa, that the tzvi was in the house. It's not Mishum Yisasek. I didn't even know you were doing a malacha. Right, you walk through the door and all of a sudden all kinds of buzzers start going off. So that, you mamish, didn't have in mind whatsoever. Right? What happens if you know there's a tzvi in the house? And you walk in the house, but you always close your door. So Shulchan HaGiborim writes, again, as long as you did not intend to violate this strict statement, your purpose was not to go ahead and beat solid. Your purpose is simply always close the door for security reasons. You always close it in market. So then you'll not violate this fear of Seder. So the Shulchan HaGiborim says, how can you say that? It's a secretion. You know, by closing the door, right, you're violating Seder. So he answers the same as this whole Mahalan. The Shulchan HaGiborim writes in the staff, without quoting Rashi, without quoting the Rambam, he says the following. Whenever a person in this particular case closes a door, can you honestly say that closing a door is a psik ratio of Seder? In 99.9% of cases when you close a door, it doesn't result in Seder. So therefore, you cannot call that a psik ratio. If under normal conditions, X does not result in Y, and it's Dabrash and it's common, you cannot argue that this will be a psik ratio. Right, just like Rashi says, that you can't call pouring wine agave hamizbeach a psik ratio of kibui, because sometimes pouring wine doesn't result in that. And the Rambam writes, you can't call Likdon Achila Psikresha, because if you had another Lulav Esrim, it wouldn't result in Tikkun Mana. That's the Shulchan Aruch Gemara writes there also. If under normal conditions, closing a door doesn't result in Seida, you cannot argue that closing a door is a Psikresha of Seida. So this is a very important focus we'll have to go through with each block. When we say that Psikresha plays a particular role, what do we mean by that? The Poshup Shot, it means simply that is what you're doing resulting in, does X result in Y? Rashi and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Gemara, write this Kiddush, that generally speaking, or possibly, X will not result in Y. If you can only come up with a single case to show that, you cannot call it a Psikresha. You can't call it a Psikresha. The Tzipesa Franklin, the Hatzvi has a chew about this, and Simon Kufan Gimel, right? The person who, let's say, it's dark in the house, right? And therefore on Shabbos, the person does a very normal thing, opens up his shades. But lo and behold, his plants are there. And by opening up the shades, the light will shine in, promoting plant growth, right? Can you honestly say that Dover Shein Miskav is a Psikresha? But yeah, it's a Psikresha. But can you say opening the shades is a Psikresha of Zoreya? Psikresha literally means that X always results in Y. So based on this and other things we assume, that would not be a problem. Right, of opening up shades, laying with sun in, even by doing so you know that one of the byproducts will be, right, that you're going to go ahead and promote plant growth. One last thing I want to do is just try months to put all of this together. Okay? So Rabbi Chanan raises the following question. Okay, he writes this in the Kovet Shiurim on Ksuvus and Simen Yurchas. Why is it that the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that a davar she'eno miskavein that is mutter, if it's a psikresha, it's us. Why should that be? Why should psikresha make a difference? So Bukharan has two possibilities. One possibility is simply that you're telling me it's a davar she'eno miskavein. If it's a psikresha, it now becomes a davar hamiskavein. What are you going to tell me? You intended to do X? You didn't intend to do Y? If it's Sigresha, you should have realized that Y would occur. That's one possibility he writes. What's the second possibility? This he writes is even stronger association, and that is if something is a Sigresha, then it's called Maisecha. Person shoots a bullet, and he argues, all I did was shoot the bullet, I didn't intend to kill. What's the answer? That the shooting of the gun is called the Maisecha. It's not that you should have anticipated that this will result from your action. That al-kidin, that is called an act of ritzicha. If a nazir combs his hair in such a way that it will definitely result in pulling out his hair, right, that is called tolesh. If a person cuts off the head of a chicken, right, that is called nitilas neshama. It's not simply, well, true, you didn't have that in mind, but you should have realized at the time that this is a byproduct. It's not a byproduct, Al-Kidin, it's Maisecha. He writes, he thinks that this is a machlokas between the Aruch and Tosfos. Claims that the Aruch, he thinks, is a, assuming the first view, that you have a Dover Shein Miskavein. What does a Psikresha do? A Psikresha means you should have anticipated it. A Psikresha is Kimiskavendam. So then the Aruch says, when can you say that a Psikresha is Kimiskavendami? That is only if it is Nichole. If you want that desired result, then you can argue that you should have anticipated that this would have occurred. However, Rabbi Chanan argues that if you don't want that result to occur, how can you now argue it is Kimiskavein Domi? That's why the Aruch says that a Psikresha B'Nechole remains a Davar Shein Miskavein. And it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Because Psikresha is a detail within Davar Shein Miskavein. It begins with Davar Shein Miskavein, right? It goes to the next stage of Sigresha, and the response is, well, since it's so Mechalei, it's not called Kiniskavein Dami. He says, Tosfos assumes that's not true. Tosfos assumes that if something is in Sigresha, then you cannot call it a Davar Shein Miskavein. The fact that you intended to comb your hair, the fact that you intended to cut off the head of the chicken, right? The fact that you intended to pour wine on the Mizbeah, by definition, that is an act of kibui or tolesh or nitilas neshama. So whether it's nechale or lo nechale, Rabbi Chanan writes, should be completely irrelevant. It's not a question of should we say now it is kimiskavein dami. If it's considered to be Maisechah Al-Kidin, so therefore, whether it's Nechale or Lanechale should be completely irrelevant. So that's why it also says that Nechale and Lanechale is not conditions of Dover Hashem Yiskamen, but rather a question of Malach Hashem Yisrich Lugufa. Then it's the soonest you could argue a step further. The machlokas that you have between Tosfos and the Rush about whether the Aruch Shita is only in Hilchos Shabbos or is it B'chol Torah Kula, perhaps you can say that this also is reflected. According to Tosfos, that a Psik Reish is called Maisa Echa, the Chora then you should not distinguish right, between Shabbos and other areas. If X equals Y, then that's it. Right? That is called Shofet, that is called the Malacha, and you had in mind to do that. However, if you assume that's not true, that really a Psik Reish remains the Darshan Miskaven, it's just that you should have anticipated it, so then you can argue, right, as the Rush does. When it comes to Shabbos, that we say Meleches Machsheves, that's not enough. It's not enough to say that since it's a Psik Reisha, you should have anticipated it. If it's a Psik Reisha, Dvonekale, then in Shabbos, the Rosh says, it is Mutzer. Because in Shabbos, when you require a higher level of Das, a Psik Reisha, Dvonekale does not have that status of Meleches Machsheves. If you assume like Tosfos says, that no, that it's all Maisa Echad Al-Pidin, so then Tosfos says, whatever Aruch is going to hold here, he's also going to hold B'chol HaTorah Kula. Because if Al-Pidin, X always equals Y, so then it's true in Shabbos, there's true in other cases as well. Then one last point, what is the Chiddush of the Rashi, right, and the Rambam, and the Shulti HaGiborim, that if there's a way that you can do X without it resulting in Y, it's not called obfiguration. So that again seems to fit in very well with Tosfos' understanding of like myself, as Rabbi Chanan explains. What does it mean, Psik Reisha is chayiv? It means because if X always results in Y, so it's not that you should have anticipated it. It means X is called, right? Shooting a bullet is called murder. Right? Cutting off a chicken's neck is called Netilas Neshama. When can you say that that's true? That X is labeled as Y, that's only if Rashi writes that X will always result in Y. But if you can come up with cases, Rashi says, like Tipin Dakos, that you can do X and it won't result in Y, so how can you argue that it's called a Maisachad? How can you say that it's one and the same, it's one action, if you can have cases where you can do one and it won't result in another? That's what the Rambam says. If I have another Lulav Nesrud, I wouldn't be Chayim. So how can you tell me now that Likta Machila by definition equals Tikkun Mana? It's not true. Because if I have another Lulav Nesrud, I won't be Chayim. How can you say that pouring Yayin on Gabi HaMizbech by definition equals Mechaber if I will do it in a particular way, it wouldn't result in Mechaber? Right? How can you say closing the door equals Seda if in Ruba of cases closing a door is not Seda? Okay, so this is the general scheme that you have, right, for Dover Shem Yiskamen. And we'll have to go through each Malacha slowly, but it's important to realize, right, these issues. What we're going to have to discuss next week is the issue of Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa. Unlike Dover Shem Yiskamen, Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa is limited to areas of Shabbos. That's why Tosa said that Sikresh L'Nechale is Kotter on Shabbos. Mamish Nisidaraisa, when it comes to Sirus, when it comes to Shari Surin. There is a major discussion, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, simply in terms of definition, what is a Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa. And fascinating, Machlokas, the Balamorna Ramban, about Borer, for example, the Balamor writes a Chiddush, that there's no such thing as a Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa when it comes to Borer. I mentioned this last week. Why? Because Borer, by definition, is a Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa. You're taking out the Tzolas that you don't want. That's taking something undesirable. Ramban says, if that's the case, why is Mila, right? You're removing something undesirable. How come Mila's going full of Shabbos? What about getting your hair cut? What about cutting your nails? And what about all these cases? Are those cases of Malacha Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa or not? So, depending on this Machlokas, you have a very interesting case, Machlokas, the Shas and Taz and Yodim, Kutzari Fes. Major debate about cases that come up once in a while. The case was, for example, they were discussing, but they discussed many more issues in the lengthy debate. But what happens, for example, if a woman is going to mikvah and she forgets to cut her nails? So before she goes to mikvah, tell her to do so. What happens if she was supposed to do the hakaros on Friday afternoon and now it is Shabbos? So would you allow her to cut her nails, for example, al yaday akum? Why? With the possibility that it's a shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah. What's the shvus to shvus? So first it's a mirlin offering. You're not doing the malacha. The guy is doing the malacha. That's a mirlin offering when it's a drabah. Secondly, maybe cutting your nails is a malacha shvus tzrikul gufa. That's what Tosfos writes about today in the Beis and Shabbos. Cutting your nails is a malacha shvus tzrikul gufa. So you have a shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah. Therefore it would be mutter to have a guy cut a woman's nails and she can go to mitzvah right on Shabbos. Is that really true? And one argument is, it's not a malacha shvus tzrikul gufa. That we'll see next week. Rashi writes this called a malacha shvus tzrikul gufa. And the second objection, and this is what the Taz discusses at great length, is the fact that the woman is being misayeya. The fact that she is sticking out her hand and helping in the cutting process, is that called chilul Shabbos? This is a major debate we'll have to discuss next week about when do we say misayeya is in b'mamish. And when do we say that misayeh is a nice aver? And when do you say that if a person helps, that helping is insignificant? When do you say sometimes, if a malach is done by two people, that each one is considered to be as if they have violated the malach? So, for that, you can go through the marmakamos that I have, if you finish it. Doing all that, there's a very interesting sugi to go through in Makos and Achafmade, about Maki Panika. We'll mention it in passing, a very interesting debate with Machlokas Rabbam Raiv and Peretz Yud Beis and Dochos Avodah Zarah Bacha Aleph and Beis. Okay, so we'll have to pick up here.